Well, no, I think, first of all, it is a very difficult and challenging time for the country, and it's great to see people rallying around and working together to fight this virus. And I think we're all very conscious this morning that there are 10 families mourning the loss of a loved one as a result of the 10 extra deaths yesterday on top of the 9 we already had as a result of this terrible virus. And that's particularly sad for those families, and it is a matter of concern. And of course, over the next 2 weeks, there will be a very significant focus on trying to reduce the number of people who died, reduce the number of people who were admitted to hospital and admitted to intensive care facilities. And that means we all have to double down, think and behave as if we have the virus and make sure we don't pass it on to anybody else, and particularly to more vulnerable people. And just before we get on to the government formation, I do think it's important that around healthcare facilities and around nursing home facilities that we have perhaps greater transparency around where clusters are emerging, where there's a number of positive cases emerging in healthcare facilities, and that you know, staff and everybody working and visiting and going in are made aware of these clusters much earlier, because I think that could influence behaviour for the better. And I think also it's important that clear protocols and policies are there in terms of protecting and treating those who are in such settings, even if they're not testing positive, because I would be aware of some experiences that I think call for such transparency and very clear policy terms in terms of the healthcare settings, in particular in nursing homes.
For the most part, Micheál Martin, on that, party politics has been pretty much put aside amidst this crisis.
Yeah.
Are we handling it as well as we could? Is the so-called caretaker government doing as best it can?
Well, I think we're very fortunate, as I said in my speech in the Dáil yesterday, that we have, you know, strong experienced public service, and we don't often give it credit in ordinary times. But I think, you know, a lot of expertise within the Head Service Executive, the Chief Medical Officer, Tony Holohan, and his team. And I think the value of Irish politics in the last while across all political parties is that we have agreed to put party politics to one side, to adhere to the advice of the public health officials. And we've worked with the government, with the Taoiseach and the Ministers for Health and others on a common platform, accepting and adhering to the advices that we receive from public health officials, not trying to, you know, outdo each other in terms of public statements and so on. And that is important, because I think in other countries, very often politicians have not adhered to the public health advice, be it from their national authorities or from the World Health Organization or from the European Centre for Disease Control. That's extremely important. And I think we've got it right in Ireland in that regard.
Everyone wants to see...
That said, there's a balance to be struck. And we do need to highlight from time to time various issues. You know, as you know yourself, you're probably hearing about the personal protective equipment. That's a real concern in many hospitals. And also the issue that I just raised earlier in terms of the clusters that are beginning to emerge.
Yeah, well, a lot of story coming out in relation to the PPE. I wrote about it in the newspaper last week myself, but I think there may be a light at the end of the tunnel on that, and hopefully there will be.
Yes.
But we are certainly maybe a week or two behind on all of that. But how important, Micheál Martin, is it then that we have a stable government, even though it's not the government many people would have expected or voted for?
I think it's very important, because we're only, in terms of the economic fallout from this, in addition to the health consequences, I think very challenging decisions still have to be taken and will have to be taken in the next number of months and towards the end of the year and beyond, because what we are looking at here also is a seismic shock to our economy and to the economy of Europe and the world. The markets to which we export many of our goods could be weak for quite some time. I'm talking about the United States, European markets, Asian markets. So the ESRI yesterday said it could be a 7% reduction in our growth rates. We already have unprecedented numbers of people who've been laid off their jobs. Many workers have lost their jobs in the last 2 weeks alone, up to 500,000 potentially. And that's huge. And that's why we set the Dáil yesterday to pass legislation to try and increase incomes for those workers, to try and keep them connected to their employers, so that when we have to reboot the economy, that we can make those viable companies that were viable prior to this, to get them up and running again. So the government, you know, decisions will come fast, I think, and furious after COVID passes in terms of the economic issues, because many, many industries have been not just laid low, but essentially been stood down. I think of aviation, I think of hospitality, and, you know, in Clare, hospitality is a huge industry. So there will be a need to help those companies in terms of zero interest rate loans, in terms of cash flow supports, to get them off up and running. And you need a government to do that. You need a government with a majority to do that, and I'm very conscious of that.
Time is running out, though, Micheál Martin. I know you know that as well. And by the end of this weekend, I believe the current government in place will not be able to pass any more legislation, and maybe more legislation will be needed in the weeks to come. How confident are you that we can put a government in place, that the party politics can be put aside and people can agree on a programme for government and sing from the same hymn sheet, particularly even if it is just for the short term during this particular crisis?
Well, I've been consistent since the election was over that we needed a government, and I've worked and I nailed my colours to the mast, so to speak, in terms of what I felt was realistic and possible and probable. Obviously,
but you had said in the past you wouldn't go into government with Fine Gael. That's gone out the door now, obviously.
Yeah, but but in the aftermath election, given the numbers that we had, and given the issues in terms of sustainable and deliverable program for government and policies, I believe that, and I outlined that I felt that a government involving Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil, the Green Party, and others was one that should be considered. Now, we had good substantive discussions with the Green Party. We had discussions with Social Democrats and with independent groupings. We had two meetings with Fine Gael, but they weren't in a position until last Thursday to enter into official engagement. Fine Gael didn't engage officially until after last Thursday. They said they couldn't because they wanted to go into opposition. Now they can officially, and the meeting to this week I think set the scene really for substantive formal talks to begin on a programme for government, and I think that is progress, and I think that sets us on a course, hopefully, to agree a programme for government that others can input into, that others can put their ideas to, and that may wish to join and support that programme for government. Okay. And that's the agenda right now.
The Green Party are out of the equation. That's definite.
Well, I mean, I don't want to presume. I don't speak for the Green Party, and we did have good talks with them. Other parties had talks with them as well. I think statements emanating from the party this week suggest that they're not interested at this stage in participating in government.
Okay, so you need 80 seats. You probably want a cushion on top of that. What is the likely formation, if it is to happen, at the moment?
Well, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael don't have enough seats. There's a regional independent group of about 9 TDs. They've indicated to us that they believe a government should be formed that can last 4 to 5 years. Other independent groupings have signalled similar desire. Those groups are particularly keen, along with ourselves and Fianna Fáil, in terms of the rural Ireland dimension and the regional imbalances in our economic development prior to all of this. And those are the kind of issues that they've highlighted with us. So I think they have indicated to us a willingness to engage and a willingness and a desire to see a government form that can last a full term so that we can make the kind of decisions that are required in housing and in health in particular, and also dealing obviously in terms of economic recovery after the COVID-19 disaster.
Of course, the long-term 5-year government would be the ideal situation. In the interim, if a government is formed, are you happy to leave Leo Varadkar as Taoiseach, Seamus Harris as Health Minister, and the others who have been on the face of it doing a pretty good job under the circumstances?
To be frank with you, I mean, when I met with Leo Varadkar some time ago, we agreed an understanding that both parties would have to engage this in first of all, equal partnership basis. Mm-hmm. If you remember, the first press release we issued over 2 weeks ago had that term in it. So nothing is, in terms of ministries and that, that's a matter that the party leaders and the parties will engage with. So we're talking about a government for the next 4 to 5 years, and a government that has to reflect the result of the election as well. And that's the position. And obviously, in terms of the key point is that we agree a policy platform and a program for government that can be implemented and that can deliver on economic recovery, that can deliver a health service into the future, that can be stronger, more resourced than previously. And also, we're not forgetting that we have a huge issue in terms of housing and getting houses built so that people and young people in particular can aspire to own their own houses, and also to have access to social housing for those who require that. And then obviously the climate issue hasn't gone away either. And I think both parties and a large swathe of opinion in Leinster House would be anxious to see progress made on that as well.
Okay, the big issue at the moment, of course, is COVID-19, and that's the big hurdle this country has to get over from a health and economic perspective.
Absolutely.
Of course, Micheál Martin, thank you very much for your time this morning.